Hey guys, welcome to Gossip. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Erin. We have a very special show for you today.
Yeah.
For all of our listeners that we really don't have. We said this last time, but...
Yeah. No, we don't, but our boyfriends are here today.
They are. They're our special guests.
They are.
And just as a reminder, if in the off chance we have any new listeners, we're sisters. And
we're sisters!
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you. And basically... Our podcast, Gossip, we talk about anything we just feel like talking about, anything we think is important.
Relevant.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
So today's episode, we're basically going to be putting our boyfriends in the hot seat and just asking them random questions. And maybe they have questions to ask us, too. We don't really know.
No idea. But that's okay. We're going to ask them questions.
Thank you, Caroline. And anyways,
reiterating.
Me, Erin, my boyfriend is Cam. Say hi, Cam.
Hello.
That was very, very good. Thank you.
And me. My name's Caroline. My boyfriend is...
Kyle.
I was ready for you to do something weird.
Okay. Well...
Now you know. And should we just hop right into the questions? Or should we let them say something? Go ahead.
Kyle wants
she just
to pull, say something.
He said, wait. And Caroline pulls her microphone away.
Since this is gossip, can we cheers first before
Oh my God,
go?
Yes. Everyone in the middle. We all have a glass of wine. Oh yeah, that was the other part of this. Grab your beverage.
Yep. Grab your
beverage. Tune in, you know.
Ready? Oh. Oh. That was nice.
Ding dong.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you.
So I think today, I think Erin, you should start off with our first question.
So actually, I have a very, very important question to kick us off.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic is men and their mustaches.
Mm.
Not their beards. Not their eyebrows, but their mustaches. And this is a direct attack on you, Cam, because you have a mustache right now. And my first question regarding this topic is trying out a mustache something all men have the desire to do? And if so, why?
And Kyle can answer too.
I feel like, yeah, it is a thing you always want to try.
Why? Yeah, why?
That's a good question.
Masculinity.
Because, yeah, if Kyle has an answer.
Here, passing it to Kyle. Kyle, back him up.
Well, to back him up, I mean, it's absolutely the goal, I think, when you're growing a mustache is to get the rough and tough look. And usually, especially for me, unlike Cam, I feel like we're giving Cam a hard time here, but he looks really fucking good in
his
mustache.
You are kind of slang.
Thank you.
He looks really good in his mustache, and he just grew it, so it's relatively new, so we're all kind of shocked by it, because I've never seen him.
It is fresh and new.
It is.
You should see him when he wears his aviators. He looks like he should fly a plane.
He just grew it yesterday.
Yeah. All that came in yesterday.
No, not just,
just
yesterday.
Overnight.
It's been groomed over a couple weeks,
months in
and
the
it
making,
looks beautiful.
Hasn't it? Weeks? Okay. Well,
a couple weeks to a month at the most.
Okay. Well.
But Erin, I would say the answer is absolutely. I mean, as a man, you absolutely want
to
try it. But for most people, especially myself, you go for the rough and tough, and you only get the rough. I did not look tough.
Kyle,
in mine.
I know you had a different experience.
Mine was blonde and orange, and you could barely tell it was on my face, so I had to shave it off immediately.
Oh my God!
We had a party where Kyle had to have a mustache, and I used a really old mascara to accentuate said mustache.
To darken it, if you will?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly, Cam.
Okay.
Exactly.
You
and,
know what, though?
But it looked great.
I'm just going to say, Kyle, it's okay because I have some red and some blonde in my mustache, too. But, like, for me, most of it is dark, primarily. So I get where you're coming from, though, about the different shades.
Thank you, Cam.
See? Look at them supporting each other. My next question within this topic is... And I don't know if there's an answer to this, but how have people treated you differently when you had a mustache versus when you didn't have a mustache?
I would like to answer this first. I would have no idea because nobody can tell if I'm growing a mustache or not. So, to Cam.
Well, I've had certain people tell me I look good with it and that it suits me. And others including some family members, tell me that I look older, and it's a good thing. So
I've heard that you get ID'd less a little bit.
I've
even though you're of age.
Honestly, the trend I've seen, I have gotten ID'd less when I have my mustache.
Really, really.
It's been like 6 for 6 so far.
I get ID'd everywhere. I get ID'd everywhere.
Kyle has a baby face.
It'll serve you well, Kale. Okay. Baby face, you know.
I hope so. I hope so. It hasn't served me very well so far. I've had to go back to my home to get my passport to buy liquor, so it's not doing very well right now.
And my last question on this topic is, how does having a mustache make you feel? Do you feel superior, older, or are you hiding behind your mustache?
I don't think this question is for me.
I guess I feel a little older. I look a little older, I can tell. But other than that, I just grow it for, because I think it kind of looks good on me, and I'm like, why not keep it?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So thank you guys so much. I've just been wondering, because I feel like all men are trying out mustaches lately. Mustaches. My Kyle came
Where'd
out.
That
my
accent
my upstate.
Mustaches are totally back. Like this era specifically. I feel like Absolutely. Like
Cammy would say that.
Absolutely. Like honestly. He's right. Honestly though, like 2 generations ago, I feel like mustaches were in and everybody thought they were sick. And then this latest generation, like our parents' generation, they like mustaches weren't a thing. And I feel like it's back and again, and it's cool. So
I fully agree with that. And you know, it was a thing for our parents, at least my parents were goatees. My mom was like, fuck a mustache. But like the goatee, she's like, that looks great. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Fuck the goatee. But
no, yeah, I think every middle-aged man.
Maybe that's controversial.
Okay, well, we're going to move on from the mustaches. I have a question here, and it's, what is your female...
restart. Caroline's okay. You're doing so good. Go ahead.
It's, what is your favorite female pop artist?
And also, why?
And why, exactly. So, who wants to kick this one off?
Cam's got it.
Cam.
For me, it's Doja Cat, even though...
Doja.
I guess she's pop, right?
Or she is more pop. Rap? No. You're good. You're
pop?
Good.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say Doja Cat just because she actually has some good bangers. And yeah, she's also kind of sexy, so...
Yeah. Kyle, who's
what
yours?
What was that? I agree.
I think he said that she was sexy... Much like Dua Lipa, and I will say Dua really she gets
Dua me does on, it for you.
She gets me on the dance floor. She gets me moving, and yeah, I don't know. She's great.
Besides getting you on the dance floor and being sexy, why is she your favorite pop artist?
I mean, I feel like wait. I feel like that's what a pop artist is supposed to do. Just
no,
saying.
For sure. But like, do you like her voice, or
do you like Doja's voice and her
of course I,
rapping abilities?
I mean, of course I like her voice. That's basically 90% of it at this point. But she's also a good dancer. She's a good performer. What else do I have to say about it? I mean, she's just a star. Dua speaks for herself. I don't have to defend her.
That's fair, Kyle. I mean, I feel like I just like Doja Cat because secretly I do jam to her songs, even though I'm ashamed to. But, she makes bangers. I'm telling you,
she really.
Paint the Town Red is an absolute banger.
I was literally just gonna say we've all banged.
I bought the emote in Fortnite and everything. I had to buy the emote in Fortnite. It's absolutely cursed, and I love it. So,
so if you didn't know, Cam's favorite catchphrase is "That's cursed." I've never heard anyone else say it except for his friend Max. So
I say it just because I think it's fun.
Shout out Max.
Shout out Max. Shout out to Max. We love you. Anyways, great question, Caroline. I have another question for you and also something to tell you about your answer to this question. So, the question is, who is your favorite superhero and why? And the other part of this is, has this been consistent as you've grown up, or like has it changed since you were a little kid?
Great question, Aaron.
Easy answer. Batman. Kyle let out a grunt. I don't know if that was a good grunt or a bad grunt, but I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I love Batman. I can't tell you why exactly.
I can.
You can.
I definitely can.
Why can you tell me that?
Before we get into that,
Kyle, tell us your favorite superhero and why, and if it's changed as you've grown up.
Before Cam even answered, I was going to say Batman, because everything flashed from my brain of us growing up on Dark Knight and The Dark Knight mm-hmm. Rises and Christian Bale. And
totally.
I think there's something to be said about a superhero that doesn't have a superpower, but is just a super...
He's just a badass.
Super fucking human being. Yeah. Who's like... And also as... I mean... selfishly as a young male, like his daytime job is to be like a guy who is known as like a playboy who gets girls. An
absolute bachelor stud.
Yeah, absolute bachelor stud.
Caroline, the male perspective in this podcast is not bad.
No, well, I enjoy it.
Caroline's like, oh, well,
it's fine.
Like okay, it. And let me tell you, you know, kind of what that says about you was kind of the second part of this. So if your favorite superhero was Batman, you know, growing up, it means that you kind of tend to be a do-gooder that prefers not to have all the accolades, whatever the fuck that means, you know.
Accurate.
Thank you, Cameron. And you have a strong sense of right and wrong, and you're prone to step into action when you feel an injustice has been committed. You're a realist with a pessimistic bent, but you've seen the worst and you know that you need to see the ugly side of things to appreciate life fully. So you're more likely to be the one who does work and less likely to be the one who takes the microphone and speaks. You also probably have childhood trauma.
Honestly, that was entirely accurate, except for the last part. That was a little uncalled for.
That's what I've read. So if you think about it, think about how damaged Batman is, I feel like. Look at all the trauma he's gone through. So I feel like your favorite superhero says a lot about who you are. Anyways.
That's true.
I feel like that says more about me than it says about Kyle.
What is your favorite Superman? I mean, what is your favorite What is your favorite superhero, Batman?
I love Iron Man.
Okay, let me tell you what that's...
Iron Man's also badass.
Iron Man's my favorite too, Caroline.
That's my favorite superhero.
That's also another bachelor-esque.
Totally! Yes. Wait, so let me tell you what that means about us.
However... I don't know why I said that I liked Iron Man in a Batman voice.
It's okay. It's okay, Caroline.
So, you know, let me know what
that
means.
So if we like, my favorite superhero is also Iron Man, and that means you love the latest gadgets, toys, and appreciate the finer things in life. You are the life of the party and like your heroes to have some fun. You love to live life to the fullest, but need to remember that money isn't everything, and some may call you a recluse, but you love a loyal, close circle of friends.
It's
like so you, Caroline.
I'm the life of the party.
All right. Well, anyways, I thought that was super interesting. There was this girl on TikTok who was like, this is what your favorite superhero says about you. So I was kind of looking into it. But
yeah, that's so interesting.
Basically, though, let's see here, Caroline. Caroline has a list of questions that we're taking a look at. What do you want to ask? Oh, ask them that.
Ooh, I would like to know your honest thoughts about the Gossip Pod.
Yeah, what are your honest thoughts about this podcast?
And, like, be brutally honest. Brutally honest.
You can't hurt me.
I love the Gossip Pod, and... I think we have two great hosts who do an incredible job. They listen to each other, take turns speaking at the right coordinated time, and I think it's a beautifully coordinated show just in general.
Literally, thank you. We're so in sync.
Cameron, I love you.
Cameron, I love you. Kyle?
Kyle's
like, I fucking hate it.
I very much agree with Cam. I think Cam and I were very supportive from the beginning because we know how you two are together, especially. So, especially, not especially.
good catch.
Thank you.
espresso martini?
Caroline makes fun of me all the time because I say espresso martini.
Another controversial question. How do you say that? So, it's okay, Kyle.
So one of the, we can get into a list of things Caroline makes fun of me for, but that's another day. Yeah,
that's a whole other episode.
That is an episode in itself. But they have done a phenomenal job. Put your leg down.
Jesus Christ, Caroline's trying to figure out where to put her tiny ass leg. Leave it where it is. Wasn't sure.
Continue. No, but in all seriousness, they have done a great job with this, and you know, as all of you know, they kind of took a little bit of a break, and during that break, the two of them kind of looked back and realized that they kind of had some more views, downloads, and listens than they even thought, and they were very surprised about it, but I think the people close to them were not surprised at all, and I think that we were all very happy for them, but it, like I said, we're not surprised, and I think this can keep going, and we're all very supportive of what you're doing here, so keep it going.
Definitely. I mean, the increase in numbers was, like, I feel like it's going to motivate you guys more to churn out more episodes and stuff, so that's always a positive.
Wind it up. Thank you, Caroline. We know you love that show. Let's see. So Caroline and I have some very, like, my two main questions were my first ones, but I feel like we have two, like, we have, like, extra questions that are very different. Like, mine are, like, I don't even know. Caroline's are, like, I don't know.
My first question is, how do you feel about going poop at your significant other's place / farting in
and
front
my
of them?
First question is, should the government have the right to monitor citizens' online activity for security purposes? Which is super valid, but anyways, I feel like Caroline's is more entertaining, so let's go with that one.
Super fair. I just, like, I don't know. Kyle and I have been dating for a really long time now, and I have friends that have never, like, pooped or farted in front of their significant others, and I just want to know your take on that after living together.
You want to know my take? Yeah. Well, my take is that, shout out everybody out there with a food allergy, because I live with a woman who has celiac disease. So this is not something in our, like, you know, in our household, farts are funny. Like, that's just something.
It is what it is, you know.
Farts are so funny.
Farts are funny. Poops are poop. Everybody does it. So
wait, shout out to Arini right now because she would love this conversation. But just saying.
Lots of Febreze.
It's my roommate.
Although I have come to find out that a lot of couples are not comfortable with this. And I have even heard, like, I won't say who, but, like, friends of mine who have said, like, after years of dating, they still haven't taken a dump in their significant other's place.
Which is wild. Well,
and that's insane to me. I can't even imagine not feeling comfortable to, you know, take a shit at somebody else's home. Like, especially my significant other.
Exactly. So I will say, I number two at your home, we fart in each other's well, actually, you, Kim, I don't know if you're just not a gassy being, but I'm the only one.
He could just be healthy.
He could just have a healthy intestine.
Thank you, Caroline.
You're welcome.
I'm judging you, though. Just know that.
That's fine. All right. You're just extra poopy.
No, Caroline, stop.
My farts are healthy. They're just loud.
My farts are healthy. They're just rancid because I'm lactose intolerant, but, you know.
So
on
bad
top of the celiac,
to the point where our dad thought it was the dog the other day.
No, Caroline, no one asked you to share that. All right.
Moving on from Caroline's question because of the comment.
Okay. Guys, my questions are, like, more serious. They're not that funny.
Serious is fine.
Okay, well, my first question is, like, it sounds like, I don't know, but basically, how would you feel if the government had the right to, like, monitor your online activity, as in, like, social media, Instagram, like, as in Instagram, Twitter, whatever? Like, should they have the right to do that for security purposes, or, like, to save you from other things, or, like, is that totally out of line? And I have no opinion, so I'm just curious here.
What do you mean by, like, for safety purposes exactly?
Well, I mean, anyone can find any of your information. So what if they were monitoring what you did online and they're like, I don't know, don't click that link, you know? I don't know. Like,
To be honest, I'm, well, first off, I'm pretty sure they probably already do and we just don't even know it.
That's true.
I agree.
Which is unfortunate, and I don't like that. I feel like nobody likes that. And to answer your question, whether or not I think they should, it's controversial because of the safety purposes. I feel like, yeah, but also, I don't know. I feel like the government doesn't need to know everything, like have a sense of, like,
personal privacy.
Yeah, personal privacy and all that.
Okay, good point.
Sorry to make it boring. So, just curious.
No. Wait, so what was the base
of... It's not boring.
It's not, it's not boring. So what was the base of your question again? Was it if they should be allowed to or not?
Yeah, basically, yeah. For your protection,
To Cam's point, I think they already are, but speaking from my point of view, I feel like being in IT a little bit already, like, it's so hard to just regulate all that's going on with the sharing of information. And
true.
I think even if they, like, even people trying to reassure you that your information is okay right now, it's almost a lie. Like, that it can't be, you can't be fully reassured that your information isn't already being shared or everything you're doing online isn't already being seen by the government or other people. So I don't know. I think it's a really gray area right now where we're not really, that question is going to be asked more and more as we find out what is being seen. But right now, I think it's already happening, so in my opinion, if they want to see my information, I guess go for
like,
it.
Like, go for it. What's it like, done so
yeah,
far?
Yeah, and I know it's very controversial to have that standpoint because, I don't know, I've seen people get upset by others who have this standpoint of, like, go for it if you want to see my information, because it is a private thing, but at my stance is we're putting it out there at this point, and I am knowingly putting it out there.
True.
Being in the IT world, knowing this is going out there into a world where, like, at this point, anybody can grab this information and use it. So
make your own decision on it, basically.
It's going to be hard to regulate that, to answer your question, yes or no. I think it's going to be extremely hard to ever regulate that.
True.
It is probably going to be very tough to ever regulate that, but it's probably already out there, like you said. Like you just gotta, I don't know.
Just be careful.
Maybe a thing.
Yeah, be careful, but yeah, for future generations, be careful. It's probably going to get even worse. The government's probably going to see everything 10 times more what you're doing. But yeah,
put nudes on Instagram.
Moral of the story, put nudes on Instagram. Thank you, Caroline. All right. Thank you for your response. Right. I was genuinely
Caroline
curious
speaking for
about
the people.
That.
All right.
All right. Next question, Caroline. You've got this.
Next question is, what was your first concert and what do you remember about it and why was it so memorable?
Well, let me answer for us real quick because ours wasn't it Katy Perry together?
Oh, it was Katy Perry.
And it was
amazing. She had rocket boobs.
They weren't rocket. It was actually whipped cream attached to.
It was whipped cream.
How the
was it?
Yep.
Were you there, Cameron?
No, Cam, did do you
all
like
seen videos?
Mm-hmm. She had both though.
Have we?
We all have. Yes.
Okay.
She's definitely had rocket boobs too.
That's facts.
I just remember going, and I was in fifth grade. Aaron was in fourth, and it was the best concert ever and so much fun, and I don't know, it was like her California girl
era. She was killing it
and it was so much fun, but I'm gonna pass it off to Kyle.
Let's pass it off to Kyle
so he can talk about his first concert. He's making a face, but I know he wants to share.
Cam, are you sure you don't want to go first?
I can go first, no problem.
Yeah, please, right, go first. Right. Please.
Oh, no.
Please,
my first
please.
Concert was Lil Yachty. And I've, what? Yeah, Lil Yachty.
How old were you?
I was freshman year of high school, like 16.
15,
16?
I think you were like 4, okay, maybe 15. That's too young.
No, it's not too young. But yeah, I love Lil Yachty still. I was in the pit, very much so. I always go in the pit. But anyways, yeah, Lil Yachty, I've been to like 6 or 7 of his shows already. A lot more so years ago, but he kind of like, I don't know. Growing up, all I heard was Drake and Future and all this, and I obviously love them, but like I was itching for something new, and this new class of rap that's currently reigning right now, Lil Yachty is definitely a part of that, and I loved his shows, and I went to, yeah, like I said, I went to like 6 or 7 of them, but yeah, Infinity, so that was my Center? First concert. I think it was in Rhode Island, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
Rhode Island. Cool, cool, cool. I traveled like 2 hours to see him, but
that's so cool.
What was the second part of your question? Why did I like it? Or
just like first concert and yeah, like and how did you like it?
I loved it. It was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
because some people could have hated their first concert. You never know.
Yeah.
Glad it was a 10 out of 10 for you. Now, Kyle, I'm curious as to why you deferred this over to Cam, you know.
I already know why he did, but I'm really excited for
your
guys.
First concert.
Well.
First, how old were you?
I was in, I believe, elementary school.
He says elementary.
Elementary.
Whatever you
No, that wasn't
say.
Caroline talking. That was still Kyle.
and so, by the way, Aaron, Caroline, and Cam are all from Massachusetts, and I am from Syracuse, New York. And so, when I was growing up in Syracuse, I have I call her my twin cousin, Julia, because she was born within a month and a half of me.
Okay.
So, and we live up the street from each other and went to the same schools growing up and everything. And so, first concert, shout out Julia for this, because my first concert was actually the, drum roll please, the Cheetah Girls. And my cousin Julia and I, we would get off the bus and we would watch Disney Channel, and I would hate it, and I would shoot basketball on the mini dykes hoop in the basement, and she would watch Disney Channel. But of course, because I loved her so much, she wanted to have her birthday party at the Cheetah Girls concert. And so she did not invite me, and I got very upset.
Oh my God.
And so I decided the only thing I wanted was to go to the Cheetah Girls.
Oh, God.
And so you did.
So I asked my mother to take me to the Cheetah Girls concert.
Kyle.
So the first concert I ever went to was the Cheetah Girls. Well, and thank you very much, Caroline, for setting me up for this question.
You know what? Cam was lying about his first concert.
I knew exactly what I was doing.
I don't know. I don't know if he got shy or something, but tell them what it really was.
I will. So I completely blanked. My first.
He blanked in air quotes. You were embarrassed.
Not in air quotes. I really did blank.
He listed the first concert that he liked.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Tell us.
So I think maybe 7th or 8th grade, possibly younger. Definitely younger, actually. My first concert was Big Time Rush.
He was a huge fan.
No fucking way. I don't know if it's quite as embarrassing as Kyle's story, but I mean,
you're just awesome deflecting.
Though. I mean, that's awesome.
Okay,
though.
It could be. It could
continue.
Be.
Sorry,
all
continue. Right,
first of all, Big Time Rush rocked.
Explain yourself.
Also, I will explain myself.
They were rock and roll.
Love Big Time Rush. Love the show. Nickelodeon. That was a stellar show. Also, growing up, they were like hockey players, and I grew up playing hockey my whole life, which is why I got into the show in the first place. And I eventually just like I remembered like downloading their music on my iPod Shuffle, like literally when I was like, this had to have been like 5th grade or 6th grade, like 6th grade at the most. I feel like I was
elementary
11.
School.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, yeah. But like I was like 11 or 12 and went to their show in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, at some venue, I forget, very close to the beach, but yeah, I was like front row, like third row, and I remember like Logan from the show touched my hand, like I grabbed him, and it was sick. I didn't wash my hand for like a couple of days. It was awesome. I was such a fanboy. But yeah, big time rush was my first show.
Cameron.
First concert, not Lil Yachty. Lil Yachty was definitely my second when I was old enough to go my own.
Cameron,
but yeah,
finish the line.
What?
Paris, London, Tokyo. It's just one place that I gotta go.
Yeah.
Tuck you in every night.
To be honest, I forgot all their songs and lyrics.
I'm thinking
sorry.
About you worldwide.
I'm sorry, Big Time
worldwide.
Rush. I'm sorry, Logan.
Worldwide, and I've been thinking about you, Aaron. You can cut this. Worldwide,
no,
worldwide,
we're not cutting anything.
I'm not putting the effort into editing this one. Not this bad boy.
So
yeah,
you're just gonna leave my singing voice
listen,
in there.
Listen, was that not really good?
Stop.
That was crisp.
That was
but
beautiful.
Also, just FYI, you're welcome for that information. I didn't want to share it.
No, literally, Cam, we're so grateful.
Cam,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. No, thank you for sharing.
No, I don't know what I would have done
actually,
without that. No, just so you know, he had the poster in his room for a long time.
I did have the poster in my room, and I loved it, and I was probably in, like, sixth grade at the most.
He's proud.
Cam, that makes me
he also has another
even
poster
more.
In his childhood bedroom of him pasted onto a Star Wars cover, and it's him in a little stormtrooper outfit.
First of all, you're wrong. It's a clone trooper. Second of all, yes, I did have that when I was a kid. I was about maybe 8 or 9 years old, just so you know, Aaron. And
no, it's adorable.
Sure, yeah. I was Captain Rex. Captain Rex, all of my Star Wars, Clone Wars fans out there know who Captain Rex is. He's an absolute legend. And I was my step-grandfather is a photographer, and he took the picture of me and did the photo editing and stuff, and he put me in the movie poster release of Return of the Jedi in my Clone Wars trooper outfit, aka Captain Rex outfit. And yes, I have that still framed and everything. It's in the attic of my house in storage.
It's very special and beautiful. Yeah,
it is.
I love
Cameron,
it.
I love that for you.
Thank you. I love it too.
I know. I'm sure you do.
He does. It's a prized possession for
he
him.
He dusts it off every day.
He does. he like he has it hanging up on his wall, and he like bows down to it and worships it.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's why he has good luck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyways, I have another question here. I don't know how we got off on that. Oh, because your question was.
It was my question.
Favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, this one's also another. We just have like really differing questions, but I guess that's all right. So my next one, kind of, I guess, directed towards everyone, is are certain types of genetic engineering ethical in humans? And to me, my thoughts are, you know, people are like, oh, you can genetically engineer like your child to have like blue eyes or brown hair or blonde hair, whatever it is, which I think that's crazy. But like low key having celiac, if I had the choice and my child was going to have celiac, I'd take the gene out. Maybe that's controversial. I don't think you should do it for, like, looks or anything, but, like, so that my child didn't have to, like, I don't know. What do you think? Or do you think it's all wrong? Like, they should just be how they should be?
You know, I think they should just be, but also.
If I could just pull.
Celiac kind of sucks.
Yeah. Like, what if they were going to have a chronic disease like we have? I'd be like, let me just take that one part away and then everything else can stay.
I think this is a very interesting question, Aaron, and this seems like it's very ahead of our times in that it could be a question of our future for sure. It's really honestly scary to think because, in my mind, because if you could genetically engineer human beings to that extent, it would be almost like, why are we doing the natural birthing process
at that point?
It would be scary. It would be scary to me. Like, why would you even naturally birth if there's so many things you could control?
No, there are parts about it that are so wrong. Like, people wanting to just make, like, pretty, like, pick out, like, the features. And I'm like, that's wrong. But I'm like, if like, you know your child is going to have, like, well, for me, just personally having celiac, like, I can't imagine a 6-year-old with celiac. Like, they'd be sick. Like, me as a 6-year-old, they would have eaten cake, pretzels, like, everything. So, like, that's where I'm coming from. But everything else, I'm like, just come how you come, you know? But
yeah,
like,
yeah. I hear you. I got really deep into the question. But it's a really interesting question, though, because, yeah, it almost, like I said, it almost scares me to think about the possibilities of what we can control at that point. Love to know what you think, Cam.
First of all, it is a great question. I would say, I mean, I see where Kyle's coming from, where it's like, what's the point in even, like, reproducing if, like, you can control all that shit? But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, 30, 40 years down the line when we're, like, grandparents, like, it's going to be, like, commonplace. Actually, we might not even be grandparents then, but it's just like, I feel like the future, like you said, is going to be so much more like advanced that like we're going to have that like free accessibility to choose whether or not we want to eradicate a gene. And I feel like that's a good thing also.
Are we going to get to the point where the NCAA basketball will be all 6'10 dudes who are like just
more
perfect,
they're
perfect
gonna be
athletes?
So tall.
Perfect
they,
athletes.
They probably
because
are.
They've been genetically engineered to be.
They probably will be. They probably will be.
That's why it gets scary to think, like, oh no, I'm actually going to choose the route where I guaranteed have a 6'10 baby that's healthy and it's going to be an athletic freak rather than I'll birth it myself.
Yeah, but that athletic freak is gonna like set you up for life, and it's gonna be fine.
No, I know. So, I'm thinking so far in the future. This is crazy. I know. But Aaron, I like your question. First of all, I like your question. It really makes me think. Like, it gets my conspiracy theory deep brain going.
Exactly. Like, it's super controversial because it's like when you're reproducing, your children or your offspring should just come how they come. But also, like, if you had the opportunity to like make their life a little bit easier by like not having celiac.
Yeah.
Well, you've lived it,
so you would know. Like, yeah. It would be very easy for people outside to be like, no. And then for you to be like, but what if I could choose for my child not to go through what I went through my whole life?
Exactly.
And then you'd be like, well, that's interesting.
Right.
Like,
that's when you're
interesting.
Physically.
And then you're like, well, wait, maybe I don't want them to go through this. And
exactly.
Then all of a sudden, yeah.
Right. Like, when you're physically altering the way someone looks, like, or your offspring looks just to make them like look better, like, that's like wild. Like, what are you doing? Like, to me, it's like just make your child's life easier. I don't know.
Like, in terms of health is what you're saying, pretty much.
Yeah, of course. Like chronic diseases, things like that. Like,
yeah, no, I agree. I mean, altering someone's like physical feature rather than like the internal features or diseases, like, yeah, I agree. It is a very ethical discussion, though, and neither, you know, right isn't right and wrong isn't wrong in this, but yeah.
Anyways, there you guys.
Anywho, questions are over.
Okay, Jesus. Why'd you have to end it so abruptly?
Well, you told me to.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, you signaled.
I did signal. Anyways, though, thank you guys for... Wait, Kyle's gesturing like he has something to say. What is it? Say something.
I just wanted to be ready to say thank you guys for having us.
He wanted to say the close.
I just wanted to be ready. So, Aaron,
thank you
Aaron,
for having us
on. Aaron, you give us the go. Caroline, give us the go, and we're going to say thank you, and we're going to get out of here.
No, you guys, we've had so much fun recording this episode, and also wanted to not forget to plug our Instagram, which is, wait, why am I forgetting? At GossipPod. And then, isn't the TikTok, though?
At GossipPod.
It's the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'd like to plug that. So definitely follow us on Instagram. Our posts are limited, but our stories will give you updates on what episodes we have going on. And we're trying to get more into the TikTok. So keep an eye on that. That's coming in the future. But thank you most of all to our listeners. It looks like we have people in like literally across the globe. I don't know if this is like real or if our, I don't know, our stats website is like faking it. But like, we're really excited about it and we're looking forward to recording more episodes. And thank you most of all to our guests, Cam and Kyle.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome for having you on the show.
Yes.
You're welcome for allowing me to speak on your show. And also, thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much, Cameron. Thank you for showing your personality. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Caroline and Aaron. And I just want to say to everybody, please, please, please go listen. Follow Gossip Pod on Instagram. They are killing the game right now, and there is much, much more to come. And if you want us back, shout out Kyle and Cam so that they can ask us back on this. So please.
Actually, let us know what you guys thought of this, because we will absolutely have Kyle and Cam back on the podcast for more questions. And just to be absolutely clear, our TikTok, you fucking idiot, Caroline, is not Gossip Pod. It's The Gossip Pod.
Sorry.
And the Instagram is
The Gossip Pod.
Thank you. That's our TikTok. And on Instagram, it's just Gossip Pod. Sorry, the usernames were limited, so that's what we had to go with.
Well, sorry.
Okay, you're not a fucking idiot. I love you. But anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. Cheers one more time, guys, at the end here.
Cheers.
Come on. That must sound terrible in your ears.
Oh, my God.
But seriously,
enjoy.
Thank you for listening. Let us know what you thought of it. And
we just want to eat that sound.
I know, right? Mm. Yummy.
Yummy.
But anyways, again, thank you for tuning in. We love you guys, and we'll see you and talk to you during the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.